fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 14th day of October, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I do this several times a year. It's something most of you don't want to hear about, on one hand. On the other, all of you need to hear about. If you're a normal human being, you don't want to hear about this. You don't want to do it, but here it is. Dental work. Now, how pedestrian can that be? Dental work. Get your dental work caught up. I know you don't want to do it. Normal human beings do not want to go to the dentist's office. Get your teeth cleaned and checked and anything that needs to be taken care of. Get it done. Don't put it off. If there would be any kind of long-term crisis, it doesn't matter what would cause it. The odds of you having access to modern dental procedures and dental work are pretty slim that you would have access to that. So here, this is your prepper tip of the day. Mark it on a calendar. When you get that toothache in the middle of a crisis a few months from now, you can go back to the calendar and say, oh yeah, John Moore told me to get that dental work taken care of as you're sitting there with that, whatever it might be, going on with your dental work. That's your prepper tip of the day. Get it done. Make that appointment and take care of all those things. You'd be very glad you did. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison, who does, in fact, take care of her dental work. Ann is a scientist and is an engineer. She takes very good care of all the things and looking at and paying attention to the things that concern us. She has a website. It is twiland.info. Good morning, Ann.
Morning, John. Well, this has certainly been the year for storms. Can't believe it. It just keeps going. I mean, first it's in the Midwest, over Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas, Missouri and Iowa. I remember how badly Iowa got hit. Then it was on the East Coast with North Carolina. North Carolina, one of the power retention ponds broke during the storms, during Hurricane Matthew. And now we've got a, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember it because I was in the Pacific Northwest at the time. We had a storm on Columbus Day in 1962. And, it, you know, back then, back in the olden days, back in the olden days, they didn't have the instruments that we have now. They really didn't know when storms were coming in. I mean, how do you set up a radar off the Pacific Northwest coast? You don't. The waves are, well, the waves, the ocean out there is usually rough. And, you know, they just didn't think it was that important because they were on the edge of the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific, we knew, was quiet. It wasn't like the Atlantic Ocean. It was a peaceful ocean. And this storm came in, and I was on a college campus at the time, and most college campuses are set up in a quadrangle where they have the different disciplines that line the quadrangle, and then they have this big open space where you can go from one building to the other, catty-corner and cattywampus and every way.
Right.
And all of the trees, all of the, now this was a, state college, state university, so, you know, familiarly known as a Cal college. And so they had a forestry department, especially being in the Pacific Northwest, and they had lined the quadrangle with trees of, I mean, there were, I don't think there were any duplicates, but, you know, specimen trees. Every one of them was blown down except one, and the only one that stood was one that a professor in the forestry department, he had wired all the limbs to the trunk and to each other. So, you know, you wouldn't notice this tree when it was surrounded by other trees.
Right.
When it's the only one standing in the quadrangle, you notice the wires.
Of course.
It was the only one that survived. And, the storm came in, and we weren't even expecting it. You know, it was that bad. And not only was it that bad that we weren't expecting it, nobody in Oregon or Washington or Idaho was expecting this huge storm. And the it was spawned by a typhoon that came out of Japan. Now, the typhoon had weakened considerably, but when it hit the northwest coast, it did a lot of damage. And I won't say that the weather people did, I mean, there still wasn't anything they could do about forecasting storms. People on the East Coast had it easy. All they had to do was look at the Midwest, and they knew what was coming their way, or look at Canada. But when you're on the West Coast of the United States, there's nothing to tell you what's coming your way. And I don't think it was until the age of the satellite that we got good information about what weather might be coming. And we may have, in fact, right now, let me see, I just wrote this. Right now we have a 103-mile-per-hour wind gust on the coast of, it's by Tillima, it's northwest Oregon, so close to Astoria. And then they're expecting a second storm. And they're having record rainfall, and they think that that they're going to have a record rainfall. I mean, by the time the storm is over, they think they're going to have record rainfall. The winds began sweeping the coast Thursday, which was last night, and this was at Cape Mears, about 1,400 feet above sea level. I don't know if you know much about the Pacific Northwest coast, but it's a bluff. It's not like the seacoast on the east side of the United States, where
right.
It just kind of goes down easily, inch by inch, to the ocean. But and in California, to some extent, it does that. But in the Pacific Northwest, in British Columbia, the first thing that happens is there's a bluff that's about 1,000 feet high. And all along the coast there. So the gust of 103 miles per hour was 1,400 above sea level. Of course, that depends on what sea level you're talking about, doesn't it, John?
It does. It does.
We don't know what the sea level is anymore. They've shut down one of the highways, and Tillamook is, we probably, everybody has heard of Tillamook because we get Tillamook cheese from Oregon. And I don't buy it anymore. It's good cheese, but it also got all the radiation from Fukushima. So we had a power outage in Seaside, which is a coastal town, and they had 4,000 customers without power, so they've had gusts up to 35 to 45 miles per hour in the Portland metro area. Now, you remember Portland is on the Columbia River, and across from it is Vancouver, Washington. So I think this would also apply to Vancouver, Washington, as well as the Willamette Valley. Now, the Willamette Valley was where I lived, and it was formed along the Willamette River. So that storm came in. It looks like it came in the Columbia River and then peeled off, because there's, you know, we come into the Cascades then, and so the wind will often veer down into the valley. Let's see, normal rainfall in October is 3 inches. The all-time record is 8 inches, and they think they might beat that. They say this storm is going to last Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then another strong storm could move in Tuesday. And they're handing out sandbags. I was very happy to see that in the storm that was in North Carolina, they had gone to the fourth generation sandbagging, which was something that they had used over in the sandbox. I mean, the...
tell us what fourth generation sandbagging is, Ann, if you would, please.
Okay, well, first generation is you get a... you fill a bag with sand, and you seal the top, and you just stack those along the perimeter. The second generation is you stack them one on top of the other, where one will bridge two beneath it, and you then you can make a wall. And third generation is that they discovered that if they made pyramids, it was a lot more effective. So what they would do is they would lay down maybe three or four, they would lay down a layer that was three or four sandbags deep, and then they would put sandbags on top of those. And eventually, so the highest sandbags were along the perimeter, and the lowest sandbags were behind the perimeter, or in front of them. So, but now the fourth one they found out in the sandbox over in the Middle East. What they do is they have these flattened containers, and they're like cubes without a top, and they're flattened. They're made to lie flat so they can transport them from one place to another as need rises. And they set them up, and so you've got a cube of sand that's probably 6 feet high.
They're called HESCOs, if I remember correctly.
Could be.
It's a metal grid with a fabric lining to contain the sand and dirt. They use them in Afghanistan for ballistic protection from small arms fire, mortar fire, and so forth, rocket-propelled grenades.
They're right. They used it to set up green zones for our soldiers that were over there. Well, they brought that technology back with them, and some places, some cities, not FEMA, but some cities, some counties, some states have bought them and have them ready to use, and they transport them where they're needed, and they use a skip loader to fill them with sand, and, you know, it just works great. I saw some being used in North Carolina, and, it's wonderful to see us improving what we're doing. I mean, every time I think about lifting a sandbag, my back goes out. So that's what's going to happen in the Pacific Northwest. Now, you know that these storms don't just stop when they get to the Rockies. I mean, the Rockies are high, but the storms don't stop. And usually what happens is they'll go up into British Columbia and or up the Columbia River Gorge, and they sneak through, and then they come down like an Alberta Clipper. That's what they call a storm that comes from Alberta, Canada, or a Manitoba Maniac. That's the one that gets over to Manitoba. And I just heard the last one, I forget the name of it, though. And so, because we've had storms that have come out of Canada from three different provinces. So expect that by the end of next week, we may have something. And you know that we do get Alberta Clippers that come into Missouri.
And I just looked up the HESCO. HESCO is an acronym which comes from Hercules Engineering Solutions Consortium, HESCO. And they're the ones that manufacture these barriers. The most common ones are 4x4x4, which is a standard full-size pallet. There are other sizes. Very effective at stopping rockets and small arms fire.
Yes. So this was a thing that that was used, had one use over in the sandbox, and they brought it over here, and now they're using it for retaining water. And I say more power to them, because
absolutely
reuse, recycle, but, you know, be imaginative, people. Just because it's made for stopping small arms fire, or even, I guess you don't call them small arms over there, do you, John?
Well, yeah, small arms is rifles and machine guns, and then you got rocket-propelled grenades and mortars and artillery, which is not small arms fire.
Yes. So what they would do is they would set them up as a perimeter, and then the soldiers could go in there and rest, because they knew they were protected by all that sand. I think they even did them in double rows on occasion, just to keep the soldiers safe. All right. Well, on the East Coast, thank you, John, for looking that up. On the East Coast, we had Hurricane Matthew, and it didn't, I mean, it went up the East Coast of Florida, and it did damage in the Northeast part of Florida and in the coastal area of Georgia and South Carolina. But, you know, when it reached Cape Hatteras, it kind of stopped. I mean, it had been slowing down all the way up the East Coast that it went, but then it just stayed in that area that is formed by the coast of North Carolina and Cape Hatteras. And it just dumped rain in North Carolina. And we have Duke Energy had a cooling pond dam, and that's because they have Duke Energy supplies electricity, and they had a coal-fired power plant in North Carolina. And up to the time it collapsed, they were putting out Twitters and news briefs that said, oh, everything is fine, nothing's going to happen, the dam is secure. Well, this was an earthen dam. And beside the earthen dam, they had a place where they had put a slurry that was full of coal dust. And that was, of course, you would call it, it needed to be remediated. And the flooding got so high. I mean, that is not, that's, you don't want that going down your river. Let's put it that way. That would have been a problem. Okay, I have more on this later.
Hold that thought, Ann. We have a break. We may have Mandy Thompson with an update. We may not. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 14th of October, visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. And you have regular updates on your website. Tell people how they can get those updates, if you would, please.
Yes, John. My website is, it's a blog. It's Twiland, TWILAND.info. And at the bottom, when you go there, you'll see a list of recent blogs. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see an index. And if you click on any of the index terms, maybe one that you have a particular interest in, then it will pull up all of the blogs that discuss that particular topic. And if you continue scrolling down at the bottom, there will be a donation button. And below that, there will be a place for you to put in your email address. And by doing that, then when I update the blog, you'll get an email that says the blog has been updated. And, John, I've added a new feature. I've added at the top now, I've added the MP3 for instance, the discussion today that we're having will be on the next blog because we're going through the same material that will be there. And we will have your comments, so they'll find out about Hasbro and other things that I don't have in my blog. So it's very interesting. In fact, I started listening to one of them and looking at the pictures. That's the big thing, is I put in a lot of pictures, which helps you understand, which helps the listeners understand what we're talking about or where it is or the significance of it. All right, in North Carolina, so here Duke Energy was saying that Duke Energy had just issued a statement claiming the fact that, and this is in quotes, ash basin, now that's what they mean by that is coal ash, and cooling pond dams across the state continue to operate safely. In fact, we've been pleased with their good performance during the historic flooding Hurricane Matthew brought to eastern North Carolina. Well, then the breach occurred, and there were two environment, ecologically friendly companies that got involved in this in responding to Duke Energy, and one of them was the staff attorney at Waterkeeper Alliance, and the other one was the Upper Neuse Riverkeeper, and they said that they were expecting this this dam to fail. Because the river had begun to recede, and which is when structural problems often develop, and the problems, the cooling pond at Lee had a long history of structural problems. So these are just disasters waiting to happen. And you remember here in Missouri, we had a wooden an earth-filled dam that collapsed down at a state park. And was that close to you? I don't remember all the details.
You're talking about a number of years ago?
Yes.
At Tomsawk Mountain?
Yes.
You know, that was a Union Electric or Ameren UE electric generating lake, artificial lake that collapsed and flooded out the park there, Johnson Shut-ins.
Yes, and so these earthen dams, what happens is that as they age, water seeps through, and sometimes it actually will cut a hole through, and so they have to be monitored, well, I say daily, but anytime we have a good rainstorm here, I go out and walk my little bluff behind my house to make sure that I don't see any water seeping up, because that would indicate that there was a integrity break in the composition of the bluff. And but dam, people who have earthen dams, they need to employ somebody who will continuously walk their dams. And I know that when I lived in Southern California or Northern California, they had the county had a full-time person, and he pulled up into my yard. He was carrying a gun. And I said, "What are you doing with that gun?" He says, "Well, I shoot groundhogs. They put holes in the dam."
That's right, they do. We have a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back. Let's jump more back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 14th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a promotion going involving a way for you to save $70 on an energy cleaner, which also includes a way for Republic Broadcasting to get $200. Every other Monday, every 2 weeks, we have a drawing of a postcard. You mail in the postcard. If your postcard is the one drawn, you get to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and Republic Broadcasting gets a $200 check. Pretty neat. So get those postcards in. The next drawing will be Monday, the 24th of October. Monday, the 24th of October. Plenty of time to get those postcards in. In the meantime, the energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. It is marvelous. It flushes out toxins and brings in fresh nutrition. If you've got arthritis pain, back pain, if you've got issues with getting a great night's sleep, there's a 95-97% chance that the energy cleaner will help. If it doesn't, if you're on one of those unfortunate few, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do, but I do it. This is for me to you personally. It does not involve a third party. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. You can study up on the energy cleaner at my website, read the patent application. You can read the testimonials from people who had their lives saved literally by the energy cleaner, and then make your decision. Most new purchasers are now getting a factory-made fitted mattress pad to go with the energy cleaner from the get-go. It's a great combination. I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal now does take payments, by the way. No excuse. You don't need to wait to start getting your life back. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Got some interesting new things on my website at thelibertyman.com. Just go there and check them out, such as the survival and tactical gear. It will stimulate some thought. You'll find things you don't know even exist. Toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and we are talking about the events of the day. Her website is twiland.info. Let's continue, Ann.
Yes, and so Greenpeace got involved too, and they put out a statement that said that you know, they really need to do a better job of keeping these coal ash pits, which is what they call them. What happened was there was so much rain that the coal ash pit filled up with water. And so they were afraid that it was going to wash away. But apparently there was no breach there. But they do they do leak. Like I said, any earthen dam will leak. And so, excuse me. And coal ash is known, it threatens the health and safety, although usually the coal ash is the, it goes into your respiratory system, and it fills your, it damages your lungs, gives you lung cancer. So, and Greenpeace is asserting that Duke Energy leaves 70% of its toxic coal ash leaking, so across the state. So anyway, everybody. And those, I remember earlier in the week you were talking about the terrorist who with bolt cutters broke into five different pipelines, oil pipelines.
That right, in different states, in different states at the almost exactly the same time. A lot of okay. coordination there. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I did look at that up, and these were eco-terrorists.
That's
and
right.
Generally, okay, the rules have changed now. The government's getting smarter. They, you know, it used to be that if they cut the bolt and went inside the fence and then waited to be arrested, there was no damage done. I mean, they were going to take them to court for the loss of a padlock. They would cut the padlock and then go in. And in this case, what they did is they put flowers on the oil valve, and of course that did no damage either. But what happened was that the power companies involved, the pipeline managers, they shut down the flow of oil because they wanted to make sure that there had been no damage to the valves or to any of the equipment.
That's right.
Now, so they had to hire extra workers, and it took them a day. And besides that, they lost revenue on the oil that didn't flow between Canada and the United States. So now you have a tremendous fine or amount of money that they can charge these eco-terrorists with. So it's not the same old game as it was even 40 years ago or 30 years ago. If there's, if there's no damage, then generally they would take them in and arrest them and then let them go, because the oil companies wouldn't press charges. But now they they do, because they can charge all this extra manpower and searching and making sure that there was nothing was damaged. So now it's a different ball game, and I just want people to know about that. Okay, we do have a Nicole, Hurricane Nicole. It was the second eye of Matthew, and I guess I would call it Matthew Nicole and hyphenate it. And they're saying that, that the seas around it will be 12 to 40 feet, and you definitely don't want to be out when the seas are 40 feet. And they think that on Friday you will be it'll be past Bermuda today. Okay. There's a broad area of low pressure that is going to develop from the southern part of the Caribbean Sea. So that'll be along Central America and Colombia. And then a trough will swing across the Gulf of Mexico. And so it's not over yet. We may still get a storm in the Gulf of Mexico. And remember, it was the storm in the Gulf of Mexico that did so much damage in Louisiana. And I guess we wish that they would have had those Hasbro barriers. Okay, I did want to catch those things about the weather because climate change is so, it's insidious. You know, you get up in the morning and the sun comes up and that sunrise, and you do your work, and then the sun goes down, and then you calm down so that you can go to sleep. And you know, that's just the way life is. I mean, it doesn't seem like anything has changed.
Right.
But there is a report out that says that that the fires, you know, we've been seeing these forest fires in the, all along the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Utah. And they say that climate change is blamed. I mean, it's responsible for half of the increased forest fire danger, half of it. So if you listen to the firemen talking, the people that are out on the line, when they get them to be on a news bite, they'll say, "I've never seen anything like this." They may have fought fires for 40 years, but they don't see anything like this. The fires are burning longer and stronger, and more rapidly. You know, we let people build in those forest areas, and so the homes are incinerated, wildlife habitats are destroyed, and lives are lost. And the National Forest Service spent more than half its budget just fighting fires. Now, this was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences and from the University of Idaho and Columbia University. So this is reputable. They state that since 1979, climate change is responsible for more than half of the dryness of western forests and the increased length of the fire season. Since 1984, those factors have enlarged the cumulative forest fire area by 16,000 square miles, about the size of Massachusetts and Connecticut combined. So that they've come up with another term. They call it fuel aridity. And what that means is arid means dry, and fuel means that the ecosystem, the trees, the tree debris, it's very dry. Fuel aridity. And So that's, they're using that now. And they say that the trees in the undergrowth have become tinder-like. And tinder-like, tinder is what used to be a more common term, because in order to start a fire, you start out with tinder.
That's right.
And tinder is like dry grass. It has to be dry, and you can even kind of make it smaller pieces if you just rub it through your fingers. And then they would have a flint and, what did they have? Flint and, what
steel.
Makes that?
Steel. Flint and steel, right.
Yeah, they would carry a steel box with flint in it, and then they would hit the granite on the steel, and it would send out a spark. And if you do that right, then you can get the tinder to fire up, and then you can add more bigger sticks and things. Now, the other thing that happens that we should have learned in fifth grade is the water cycle. But we didn't really talk about it a lot because, we didn't talk about this aspect of it a lot because we weren't having droughts. But the air is getting warmer because of climate change, and so it can draw more moisture, and so that makes the ground dry. But in general, there's another component of moisture, and that's called transpiration, and it comes from trees and plants. So what happens is that the warmer air gathers, it can hold more moisture, and so the moisture comes out of the trees and plants and turning those into kindling because there's no moisture in them. So that's another way that climate change can make it easier for fires to get going. There'll be just more fuel for it. Now, they say there's an exponential relationship, and we know what exponential means, between fuel aridity and wildfire area. And I'm going to just, this is what he said. Every degree that temperatures warm has a much bigger effect on the fire area than the previous degree did. So you're talking about a biological growth curve where it starts out and it doesn't look like it's doing much, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's an exponential relationship, and pretty soon it just gets bigger faster. So in addition, climate change has more frequent lightning strikes, and the beetle populations that kill western pines have spread, mainly because the western pines are not as healthy as they used to be, but also because they're drying out. And there's, of course, we've talked a lot about the reduced snowpack in the west, in the western mountains. Now, there's a feedback, and it's a bad feedback. It's not negative, it's positive. Because fires, just like coal, when it burns, release carbon dioxide, which they claim is one of the main drivers of climate change. And it reduces the number of trees available to absorb carbon dioxide. So it's a double whammy for the atmosphere. So they're seeing a much different fire world than what they saw in the 1980s. And they say that by 2030, fires will be unrecognizable to what we're seeing now. And I think they're talking about a conflagration. They're talking about a really big firestorm, fire tornadoes. Okay, another report from the climate world is that the Great Salt Lake is shrinking. And, you know, people, well, you know, 40 years ago, people would go to the Great Salt Lake and get into it because it was so buoyant. And,
right.
And you couldn't swim in it because it kept you on the surface too much. And it's disappearing after years of below-average rainfall and record heat. I think we need to talk about radiation. if Please. That's all right with you.
Okay. Absolutely, let's do it. Yeah.
Because we had some, you know, with that storm going up the East Coast, with Matthew going up the East Coast, and we did have at least one warning that was sent out because of Hurricane Matthew that we talked about either last week or the week before. But as it turned out, it became even more, there wasn't a warning sent out to North Carolina because, in Virginia, because they thought that most of the rainfall would be in Florida and Georgia. But this happened in Sheridan-Harris nuclear plant. There's about 2.5 million people living within a 50-mile radius, and it's just west of Raleigh, North Carolina. It's got one operating reactor that was licensed in 1980s. Excuse me. Seven, which means that its operating license would run out in 2007.
We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here, visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. We've got about 3 minutes here, Ann, to wrap up your thoughts for the day.
Well, I really want to talk about radiation. They had to go from, it was a SCRAM code, it was automatic. They're in hot standby, which is what Chernobyl was in before it created that fission reaction. And what I want the people around Harris to know is that the decay heat is being removed using the steam generator atmospheric relief valve. That means they're putting the radioactive steam into the atmosphere. In addition, at the same place, a little bit later, they had a hot shutdown because of loss of off-site power, which you might expect with the storm there. And they finally got it all straightened out. It wasn't a significant loss of power, but during the significant rainfall event associated with Hurricane Matthew, there was some wastewater that was overflowed the drain system. Okay, in Robinson Nuclear Power Plant in South Carolina, there's about 1 million people within a 50-mile radius, and it was licensed in 1970, so it's overage at 1990. And they had a loss of off-site power. By the way, if you see the acronym LOOP, that's loss of off-site power, and they had to go into hot standby. And so the people that are living around it should know that they are living next to a reactor that could possibly create a fission event that would spread radioactive elements around them. Now, in addition, we had Surrey in Virginia, and we had a SCRAM, and we had a hot shutdown because the reactor coolant system temperature got up to 547 degrees Fahrenheit, which was too hot. And let's see, there are about 2 million people that live within a 50-mile radius. It was licensed in 1972. And so they had an automatic trip, and the feed water was too hot. And they say that there were no radiation releases, well, but they may.
Do you trust that? Do you trust that, Ann? We got a last caller here. Make it, Chris from Las Vegas. Make it really quick. We're almost out of time, Chris.
All right. Sorry about that, Ann and John. I was calling about the fuel ripety, or whatever they called it, that has to do with the trimethyl aluminum that have been spraying under the guise of solar radiation management, which lowers the flash point and escalates the burn temperature, which causes these fire tornadoes, and specifically and dries out all the trees and causes this dry effect that they're describing. I didn't mean to detract from your radiation. That's most important, too, but it seems like we've got lots of important issues. Thank you.
We do.
Well,
Chris,
thank you for mentioning that, Chris, because I hadn't put that in my report, and that certainly is a factor, and it's not being published.
We're out of time,
Byron,
my dear.
In Byron, Illinois, we had a SCRAM. We're in hot standby. There's about 1 million people within a 50-mile radius.
We are out of time.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, guys. We got a top-of-the-hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Myers. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.